The interviews and discussions in this podcast are opinions only and not financial or investment advice. Listeners should obtain independent advice based on their own circumstances before making any financial decision. This episode of Stock Doc is sponsored by Barclay Pearce Capital, a leading Australian corporate advisory and equities trading firm. Focused on your vision, Barclay Pearce specialises in making it a successful reality. Hi everyone, welcome to this edition of Stock Doc. I'm your host, Dr. Nigel Finch. Today on the program, I'm speaking with George Karafotis. He's Chief Executive Officer of Wattle Health Australia, who are listed under the ticker code WHA. Wattle Health is a health and wellness consumer brand company, and they've been listed on the ASX since March 2017. George, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Nigel, for having me.
Firstly, George, can you give listeners a quick snapshot of the size and scale of Wattle Health, maybe the headcount, the number of brands, the sectors you operate in, and the market cap?
Yes, Nigel. We're currently completing a transaction with Brand Solutions Australia, which will give us a headcount of around 15 people on the completion of the transaction. We will have circa 6 to 7 brands in the market, and the market that we are totally targeting is the health and wellness space, which is the fastest growing market in Australia.
George, this year has been a year of transformation for the company, including a current proposal for shareholders for a name change. Now, before we talk about the new acquisition, can you talk us through what's been happening in the background and how you're positioning the company?
Yeah, thanks, Nigel, for the question. Well, the company has gone through some challenging times and it's been transforming itself over the last 12 months. One important step in that transformation is the sale of a subsidiary, which was Corio Bay Dairy Group, which was sort of a nutritional spray dryer that we were building to sort of fulfill the company's previous strategy of becoming a vertically integrated infant formula company. It became very clear to us during this time that the infant formula market was changing before our eyes, and the company had to pivot very quickly to look at new opportunities in a different sector. And so we went through 2020. We achieved the sale of the CBDG plant in 2021. And then we identified back in September 2020 Brand Solutions Australia, which was a health and wellness brand and distribution company with diversified brands on its books. And it appealed to the company because it offered something that was different to what we were doing before, and it gave us an opportunity to really capture that growing health and wellness market. Part of that time in looking at Brand Solutions Australia, the company decided to also do a name change, which was subject to shareholder approval, called Wellnex Life Limited, which sort of captures what the company wants to be moving forward, which is producing health and wellness products or all aspects of life for the next generation. We finally came to terms with Brand Solutions Australia in March 2021 and subsequently lodged a notice of meeting for the shareholders to approve the transaction in last week.
Well, Brand Solutions Australia has a pretty impressive track record. Can you just talk about this new acquisition and a little bit about some of its financial characteristics?
Yeah, so Brand Solutions Australia is very well known to Wattle Health Australia. They've been acting as our sales and marketing agent for a period over 12 months. And they were absolutely critical to us achieving ranging of our infant formula brand Euganic and Little Innocent skincare range into Chemist Warehouse. And the conversation in September with the founders of Brand Solutions Australia, being Zach Bozanowski, was what did he see in Wattle and how we could grow that infant formula brand and the skincare brand. From those discussions, there seemed to be a synergy about what we wanted to achieve and what Brand Solutions wanted to achieve, which is a listing on the Australian Stock Exchange. And it ended up being a discussion over a long period of time to ensure that the strategy of our company and the strategy of Brand Solutions Australia matched, and that there was something that could be a deal could be done that suited both parties. What excites us most about Brand Solutions Australia is that it has got a very long track record of success. It's been in the industry for over 10 years. It started as initially as a brokering business, but now it's transitioning to having its own brands and also contract manufacturing for other brands who want to play in the health and wellness market. It's achieving revenue of circa $14.5 million in the last financial year. It has achieved growth of about 180% in the last three financial years. And it has a long history of profitability. So it excited us from a financial point of view, but also one important part of it was the experienced team and the successful team that Zach has built at Brand Solutions Australia. As we know, Zach was a co-founder of Foos Vitamins, who just sold his business to Procter & Gamble last month. Below Zach is a very highly experienced sales, marketing, and product development team. And for Wattle Health, it's while we were contracting this team to become our sales and marketing agent for a period of over 12 months, it's one thing being a contractor, but it's another thing to bring that experience within the Wattle Health family. That will help us drive Brand Solutions brands forward, but also drive our brands, Organic and Little Innocence, as well.
Well, George, I understand that there's been a fair amount of innovation in the markets that you operate in. What sorts of products have you been working on?
So it's actually a good question, Nigel, and it's very exciting for us because the proposed completion date of this acquisition is at the end of May. And that coincides with the launch of three exciting brands and products in the market for Brand Solutions. One is a vitamin and iron gummy product, which will be the first slow-releasing iron gummy tablet in Australia. So that will be ranged in Chemist Warehouse in the first quarter of financial year 22. So there will be a iron gummy tablet, an iron vitamin gummies, and then we'll expand that range. Secondly, there will be another brand called Wakey Wakey, which is again in a gummy form, but it's an energy gummy. It's sort of an equivalent to No Dose that is currently in the market, but a more exciting version of No Dose, a different form of an existing product in the market. That's secured ranging in Chemist Warehouse and a few other retailers as well. But one of the most exciting products to be launched in the first quarter of financial year 22 will be a range of liquid analgesics. And within that, we have signed a joint venture with Chemist Warehouse again to launch a 50-50 joint venture brand called Liquid Analgesics. The Wagner Liquid Juice, I should say. The Wagner brand is a trademark of Chemist Warehouse, where the Liquid Gesics brand is a trademark of Brand Solutions Australia. Moving forward, there are some other products that are currently in development, including a vitamin chocolate brand and also some other exciting different form of vitamin products that will come into the market. But they are still in development mode, and further details will be released into the future about those new products and brands.
Well, George, I'm impressed to learn about your joint venture with Chemist Warehouse. Can you talk through the scope of this and the potential that it has?
Yeah, it is very exciting, Nigel. Brand Solutions Australia developed Australia's first liquid analgesic range. So they sourced the product and put it all together and took it to market, and it excited Chemist Warehouse to the products that this the new product that's been developed. In a nutshell, what it means is that we, Brand Solutions Australia, that is, will procure and manufacture that product under a contract, place that product into that Wagner Liquid Gesics brand. So we will be responsible for the manufacture and the production of that product. Chemist Warehouse will be responsible for the ranging of that product within the Chemist Warehouse network and for the marketing of that product. Where that's exciting for us is with any new brand or any new product that you launch in the market, one of the biggest costs is marketing to make people aware of this new brand or product. Well, Chemist Warehouse are going to be responsible for that part of the joint venture, which is a big cost saving for the company. And that means the sale of that product will immediately give us a return on our investment from the moment it hits the shelves, which is really, really exciting for us. What also it does for us, Nigel, is that that product that we supplying, the product that we're supplying Chemist Warehouse, can be used for other brands. And we already have registered a brand called Pharmacy Own that will be ranged in all other pharmacies outside of Chemist Warehouse using the same product. So we're going to allow Chemist Warehouse to promote and grow that market, and for us to take advantage of that market using our own brand as well.
Well, that's a good relationship. Now, one branded business that caught my eye with the transaction in this sector, and it's the one that you alluded to earlier, is Voost, V-O-O-S-T. Uh-huh. Can you talk about that transaction and, in particular, the relevance that it may have to the way that you develop strategy at Wattle?
Yeah. Zach's been telling me about the story and how he started Voost back in 2013. They were in Europe and they were looking for opportunities in the health and wellness space. And it sort of goes to the strategy of what BSA is all about. It's about innovating and developing products in an established market, but giving them a unique difference to sort of differentiate themselves in the market. So Voost was formed in 2013 and they saw an opportunity to go into the, no one was doing effervescent vitamins. So you're looking at your Baroccas of the world, and you know, they were a dominant player in the market. Their brand was becoming a little bit boring, as you would say. So they thought they'd take that part of the market on and develop a new, exciting, visually stimulating product in an effervescent vitamin with bright colors. And in the space of 5 years, they took, you know, 40 to 50% market share off Barocca.
Hmm.
This is what Brand Solution stands for. So if you look at the products that we're developing currently, which I mentioned previously in the health and wellness space, it's taking existing products within an established market, but doing them differently. So everyone has vitamin tablets, everyone has iron tablets, but no one has produced a vitamin gummy or an iron gummy. So it's playing in an established market, but giving it a unique twist to excite the market to go for your brand or your product. So, you know, instead of taking a tablet for your iron requirements, you take a gummy. So, it's, you know, you don't need a tablet. It's low releasing. It's almost like a lolly. It's easy to consume. And it's a different form. And I think people will gravitate to something new and something different. That is actually better for you as well, because taking a gummy with a slow release is actually better for you than taking a tablet.
So, George, what can investors expect to see in the new brand positioning that's coming through?
What the investors can see is a diversified portfolio of brands that doesn't rely on one hero product where Wattle was previously. It's going to attack all aspects of the health and wellness market. From your infant formula, from your skincare, from your vitamins, to your energy tablets. We'll be very diversified. At the same time, we'll be very capital light. So we're not investing in infrastructure like we were previously. We're able to pivot the business to take advantage of new opportunities within the health and wellness sector. And we have the right experienced team within the group now to want to identify new opportunities, to grow our existing opportunities, and to keep a steady hand on the company moving forward to ensure that for every dollar we spend, we're actually getting a return on investment.
And what can you tell us about the growth that you're seeing in the health and wellness category in Australia more generally?
So generally, I mean, COVID has been been very good for the health and wellness market in Australia and worldwide. I mean, the health and wellness market is the fastest growing market in the world. Last statistics I saw that the world market was about $4 trillion. But if you look at the business that we're acquiring, Brand Solutions Australia, it has achieved growth of 180% in the last three financial years. So it started for around $4.5 million in financial year 18. And in financial year 20, it hit circa $14.5 million. There is no doubt there is a renewed interest in health and wellness products, and also a renewed interest in how you consume those health and wellness products as well. You know, people don't want to be taking multiple tablets. People don't want to be consuming multiple products. If they can get their health and wellness outcome through a different form, we've seen it, you know, people are really attracted by that. So, I mean, Chemist Warehouse at the moment, asking for new products to be developed. There was a meeting last week with Brand Solutions Australia to look at new future product development, because they can see that this market is going to get bigger and bigger by the day. It's not going anywhere. And as COVID has taught us a valuable lesson, you know, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got your wellness, you haven't got much.
So how big do you estimate the addressable market to be here in Australia? And what's your vision for market share?
It's very hard to pin down exactly the size of the total Australia market in regards to them, because health and wellness is a very wide category. It goes from vitamins to skincare. So there's a lot of components that make up that space, and there's different statistics on different sectors of the market. I mean, I don't think it's about market share so much, Nigel. It's about providing innovative products within an established market to give you a point of difference on shelf. I think the market is growing. I think there's opportunities, endless opportunities within that market space. I mean, I'm not here to give forecasts of where we want to be, but if you look at the business at the moment, on completion, we'll have an annualized revenue of $20 million, which is 0.005% of what the current health and wellness market is in Australia. We are launching three new brands in the first quarter of financial year 22, and there will be further brand and product development for the remainder of that financial year and moving forward. I'm very, very confident that the growth that we've seen in Brand Solutions previously will continue moving forward.
And can you talk us through your key product lines and how you see them contributing to future earnings? Because I understand you've got a few specific product lines that you're selling.
There are two or three key product lines, but I think what's good about our business is the diversified nature of it. So, yes, we do have our organic infant formula range, which is growing month on month. We do have our organic and skincare brand called Little Innocence, which is in over 1,000 pharmacies. As we said, that Brand Solutions Australia in the first quarter are launching three new exciting brands. But our business is much more than that as well, Nigel. Our brands are our key drivers moving forward. But like I mentioned previously, we do contract manufacture as well. So we do provide products for other brands that we source. And we also provide services to other brands, a lot of them international, who want to access the Australian market but don't have the context or the knowledge to do so. So we provide a fee-for-service to assist them to grow their market domestically.
And how competitive is the sector you operate in, and what's your single point of differentiation?
I think the market is so large, Nigel. There's room for everyone. There are a lot of players in this sector, there's no doubt. But what makes us different to other players is the industry knowledge, the industry contacts, and the success of the individuals associated with the business previously. I mean, it's one thing launching a brand and product and trying to take it to market, but unless you have that inside knowledge on how the market works or how the industry works, and more importantly, who influences those decisions on which product is successfully ranged in market, then your chances of success are limited. What we have is a team that has over 30 years experience in the FMCG pharmaceutical space. It has a team that has a long track record of success, one, of launching new brands, two, taking existing brands and growing them in the market, and three, assisting other brands in achieving distribution and sales that previously they weren't unable to do. So where our point of difference is the innovative team within the business and the long association they've had with key contacts in both the manufacturing and the retail side of the businesses.
Well, George, you've got a pretty important general meeting coming up with your shareholders to approve a transaction and a name change. Can you tell us a little about what investors can expect to see in the coming months?
what the investors can see in the coming months is a continuation of a team at Wattle Health who are committed to achieving the best outcome for shareholders. Subject to shareholders approving the transaction with Brand Solutions Australia at the shareholder meeting on the 21st of May, what they'll see is an innovative, trusted and responsible company moving forward. We will achieve a rollout of new brands and products into the market moving forward. We will achieve the growth of our existing brands and products within the Wattle Health portfolio. And you will see a new energy and a new team that will really drive this business forward, that will give our shareholders value in the future years.
Well, George, I wish you all the very best with this as you work through this and complete this transaction. Good luck to you, and I look forward to catching up with you in the future.
Thank you, Nigel.
Thank you to my guest, George Karafotias, Chief Executive Officer of Wattle Health Australia, for joining us for this edition of Stock Doc. And you can stay in touch with us through our Stockhead website, and if you haven't already done so, remember to subscribe to our daily newsletters for ASX market coverage, company profiles, and industry insights.